The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds hurried away to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what they had been told about him, and everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say. As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was exactly as they had been told. When the eighth day came and the child was to be circumcised, they gave him the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him before his conception. The Gospel of the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ. So during the Christmas break, just to escape from TV celebrities and repeats of old films, I actually watched some Royal Institution science lectures on COVID and the battle being fought against it. I found these lectures very engaging and very well presented. I can't pretend I understood everything. I haven't got much of a scientific background, but it was well done, well presented, and lots of enthusiastic young people there as well. I mention that because there was an atmosphere of optimism and commitment that this killer disease, like others before it, will one day be wiped out forever. And so it really is heartwarming to see these highly intelligent, hard-working researchers working for the kingdom of God. They may not realize it, but that's what they are doing as they improve the lives of millions of people. And so, yes, mankind, you and me, are truly amazing. Do you remember God created the world and then gave it to us? It's all in this Old Testament. It's all there. Which brings us to the season of Christmas. And there's something about that season which I'd like you to think about very carefully. Because Christmas was and is absolutely essential simply because of that sin which leads you and me and everyone else to turn away from God and to do things their way rather than God's way. One of the things I have to put up with as a priest is that sometimes people tell me, look, I don't need God, I don't need a church to tell me how to live my life. And my answer to them is quite simply, well, I'm sorry, but that's not true. Basically, despite that good humanity which all of us have, it certainly came out during the pandemic when people queued up to volunteer to help other people, to bring food parcels, all that sort of thing. We've all got that, but we all have a tendency to do wrong. You've only got to look through history to see that. I mean, time and time again, people deviate because they want to do it their way rather than God's way. That's basically the story of the Old Testament, isn't it? Turning away from God and God never giving up. And that is basically the theme of that first reading, where God gives us a wonderful example of an Old Testament blessing. Instead of simply cursing the people, he blesses them and he shows the leaders of those people how. to do the same thing. He actually gives them the words. And then in that second reading from St. Paul, Paul tells us that God sent his Son to redeem us, that's to say, to buy us back, that's what the word means, so that we can become his children. And there's an even more direct explanation in that short gospel for this evening. Very direct. The child was named Jesus. And that is an echo of the Old Testament name Joshua, because Joshua, like Jesus, means simply God saves. In other words, he has come to save people like you and me from ourselves, from that side of us which keeps turning away. And because we keep turning away, we become enslaved by sin. I don't want to be all gloom and doom. We human beings have got an awful lot to be proud of. I mean, that NHS is one brilliant example, particularly nowadays. But, now, here's a fundamental truth of Catholic teaching, and it's this. God's grace has to build on our nature. It's not a question of one or the other, it's a question of both. And I'm going to quote some words from John's Gospel, which will actually be read tomorrow at Mass. And it's this: grace and truth have come through Christ Jesus. Amen.